The following is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, Text Number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 4th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Sri Suta Goswami said, "The most powerful sage Maitreya was a friend of Vyasadeva's. Thus being encouraged, Maitreya, pleased by Vidura's inquiry about transcendental knowledge, spoke as follows.
Duipayana sakha stu evang Maitreya Bhagavan stasa praha idam viduram prita anikshikam prachodit. So, this is the process of getting knowledge. To approach the proper person, guru, and submissively hear from him about transcendental knowledge. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Don't try to receive spiritual knowledge or transcendental knowledge very cheaply. Although it is very easy, there is no difficulty, but the process must be known. Just like any machine, we have got experiences, like sometimes our typewriter machine or this dictaphone does not work. So if we go to the proper person who knows the work, he immediately tightens one screw or changes something, it works. The process he must know. So if I go to a panwala for repairing my machine, that will be not done. He does not know the process. He may know to how to make pan, biri, but doesn't matter, he does not know how to repair a machine. Therefore, the shastric injunction is Vedic injunction. That tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhiyacchet. If you want to know transcendental knowledge, tad vijnan, it is also vijnan. Actually, human life is meant for understanding tad-vijñāna. Tad-vijñāna means transcendental knowledge, not material knowledge, bodily. Bodily, and even a medical practitioner, he does not know, he has no knowledge of the spirit soul. He simply studies the mechanical arrangement of the body. The body is a big machine made by nature. It is called jantra. Actually, it is a machine. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rurhani maya. Jantra rurhani maya. This body is machine. Those who are very much attached to this machine, for them the yoga system is recommended. But one who is very much in the conception of the body, so they have been taught just to concentrate the mind, some practice, some gymnastic, so that mind may be concentrated and he can focus the mind towards Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Real purpose is to understand Vishnu, the Supreme. So the yoga system is therefore a mechanical element. But the bhakti system is above the machine, above this mechanical arrangement. That is, therefore it is called tadvigya. The mechanical understanding is material, and above that, tadvigyan. The tadvigyanartham, if you want to understand spiritual life, knowledge, then you have to approach a guru. Guru. Guru means weti. One who has got better knowledge. Heavy. Guru means heavy. Heavy with knowledge. What is that knowledge? I've got so much knowledge. No. Transcendent. Tadvigyan. Tadvigyanartham sa guru meva abhigacche. Samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtham. That heaviness is brahmanishtham. How much one is attached to Brahma, Parabrahma, Bhagavan. That is Guru's qualification. Brahmani upasmayasrayam. This is the mantra of Kathopanishad. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. Similarly, in the Bhagavata also, it is said, tasmad gurum pravadvita. Therefore, one must approach Guru. Here, in the Upanishad also gives definition who is Guru. Guru means Shrotriyam Brahmanishta. One who has received knowledge by hearing Vedas. Shrotriyam. Because Vedas are called Shruti. So those who are in the line of hearing from the preceptorial succession, disciplic succession, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, evam paramprapa, not, I mean to say, upstart knowledge, standard knowledge. Standard knowledge is received from the parampara system, disciplic succession. Therefore, it is said, sotriyam. Sotriyam means who has heard from the parampara system. Sotriyam, and the result is Brahmanishtam. He is firmly fixed up in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmanishtam. He has no other business. This is two qualifications. He must have heard the Vedic knowledge through the disciplic succession. It does not require that he is very learned scholar. No. Simply he must hear from the authority. Krishna has given you, God has given you the ear. This is our system. We simply, they hear and they become big, big preacher. It doesn't require that he has to pass MSc, BSc or PhD examinations. Hearing is sufficient. Sāne sthita śruti gatāṁ tanuvāṁ manovī. You remain in your position, in your place. You do not require to change it. Sāne sthita. Sāne sthita means the varnāśram. Four varnas and four āśramas. Brahman, kshatriya, vaiśya, śudra and four āśramas. Brahmachari, grihastha, vānaprastha, sannyas. So, this is civilization. Unless the society is divided into these eight divisions, that is animal civilization, that is not human civilization. You must be systematized, regulated system, just like in this body, there are different divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division, the leg division. Similarly, without these four divisions, no society can be conducted very nicely. Then it will be chaos. So sthane sthita means to remain in this regulating principles of varnasam. That is called sthane sthita. You remain in your position. It doesn't require, you have to change. It is not that a shudra without becoming a brahman, of course he will become brahmana by hearing. Brahmana means brahma janati iti brahma. If he hears, even a shudra, he can understand what is Brahma. then he becomes Brahma. So this is required. Sthane sthita sutigatang tunuvang manuvi. With great attention, body, mind, and words, intelligence, with everything, one must hear. So here we see Vidurang Prita. Vidura was hearing from Maitra Rishi. And Maitra Rishi was very much pleased. Prita. Unless you satisfy your teacher or guru very nicely, you cannot get the right knowledge. That is natural. If you receive your guru, give him very nice place, he can sit comfortably and is pleased with your behavior, then he can speak very frankly and very freely, which will be very much beneficial for you. Therefore this word is, he was talking, he was preaching, he was giving instruction to Vidura, being pleased, prita. Maitra Rishi was very much pleased. That is also recommended in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipatena, tadviddhi pranipatena, pariprasnena, sevaya. Simply going and asking the spiritual master or guru and not to accept his instruction, then don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. In a challenging spirit, if you go to a spiritual master without any service, sivaya and pranipatin, pranipatam prakrishta rupena nipatam. Nipatam means phala. And pra means prakrishta, sufficient, no reservation. This knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, is based on this pranipat. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. You just surrender unto me. And similarly, we have to surrender to Krishna or his representative. Because Guru is representative, external representative. Internal Guru is Krishna himself. Ishara sarvabhutanam nirdeshe arjuna tishtha. Not that Ishara, Krishna, is in Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. He is everywhere, even within the atom. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. That is Paramatma. Atma is, I am Atma, you are Atma. We are all situated locally. You are situated within your body, I am situated within mind. But Paramatma is situated everywhere. That is the difference between Atma and Paramatma. Atma and Paramatma, those were mistaken. There is no difference between Atma and Paramatma. No, there is difference. They are one, in one sense, that both of them cognizant. They are living entity. Cetana-cetana-nam. Cetana-cetana-nam. Nitya-nitya-nam. But they are different. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, khetra khetragna, khetragancha mangviddhi, sarva khetri subhar. Khetraga means the proprietor of the khetra, his body. Body is called khetra. So, I am proprietor, not proprietor, I am occupier. Just like in a house, the tenant and the landlord. The landlord is the occupier, tenant. And the landlord is the proprietor. Similarly, we, Atmas, we are simply occupier of this body. We are not proprietor. The proprietor is Paramatma. Sarva-khetri Subhara. So, if the proprietor says, get out of this house, or some by law, similarly, When the Paramatma says, now you have to leave this body, you have to leave this body. So this is Vedic knowledge. So one must approach a proper guru. The guru's qualification is, in every shastra, just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, tasmad gurum prabhadeta jigyasu, se uttama. One does not require to accept a guru unless he is inquisitive to understand the ultimate goal or benefit of life. Ordinary man who is interested with the bodily comforts of life, he doesn't require a guru. But generally, at the present moment, guru means who can give you some bodily medicine. He approaches some saintly person, Mahatma ji, I am suffering from this disease. Yes, I am mantra, take this. That sort of guru is accepted. The same bodily, or some bodily wealth, bodily, no. Tadviddhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadgyanam. Tattadarshi. One should approach guru for seeing the tattva, the absolute truth. That is necessary, not for any material benefit. One should not search out a guru for curing some material disease. For that there is medical practitioner. Why should you search out after a guru? But people search out that I have got some material disease, and if somebody can cure some saintly person, then he is guru or he is Bhagavan. I am poor, if he can give me some money, then he is guru. No, the shastra does not say. Guru means Shrutiram Brahmanishtam. Tasmad gurum pravardeta jigyasu sre uttamam sābde parecha nishnātam. Guru means who knows the Vedic shastra, the Vedas. He knows the Vedic conclusion. And the Vedic conclusion is to understand Krishna. That is Vedic conclusion. Vedaiśca sarvai ahameva vedam. Therefore, those who are trying to understand Krishna or partially, we cannot understand fully Krishna. That is not possible. We have not so capacity, because Krishna is so big. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta. So, with our limited knowledge, we cannot understand. Even Krishna does not understand himself. Krishna is so good. Krishna himself, he does not know why he is so much attracted. Therefore, to understand this knowledge, why Krishna is so attractive, he became Lord Chaitanya. Taking the ecstatic emotion of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhavaduti. That's a very great science. Krishna is such that Krishna, of course it is our calculation, that Krishna does not understand himself. So to understand fully Krishna, it is not possible. But as far as our limited knowledge is concerned, if we understand Krishna so much, that is our purpose. That is our purpose. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam ju janati tat tat. So if we understand Krishna as a human being like us, abhijananti mang mura, then we are muras. Krishna's body is made of this maya elements or external elements, like us, just like our body is made of this material element. If we think Krishna also made of that elements, of this material elements, kriti apte imarudva, then we are mistaken. Krishna, here in the previous verse, we have learned Akamaya. There are, of course, this material energy is also Akamaya, Krishna's, not ours. Momomaya, Krishna says Momomaya. Devijisha Gunamai Momomaya. This material world is Krishna's. We cannot say Momomaya, no. We are under the control of this material nature. But Krishna is the controller of the material nature. That is the difference. We are controlled by the material nature. But Krishna is not controlled, but he is controller. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. One who understands this, that this prakriti, this material nature, is working under the direction of Krishna. That is our real knowledge. How the things are going on, that is not possible to understand. But the summary, sum total, if we simply understand, janmadasajata, everything is emanated from the Supreme Absolute to Krishna. That much knowledge is sufficient. Then you can increase how they are working, how by Krishna's energies, the material energy is working by the direction of Krishna. That is advanced knowledge. But on the whole, if we, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharat, that is perfect knowledge. If we think that this matter is working independently, and modern scientists, they think that chemical evolution. No chemical evolution. Life does not produce by chemical evolution. Life is from life. That just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartat. The answer is given there. The Vedanta Sutra, the question is, what is Brahma? And the answer is there, athāta brahma jignyāsa, janmādarsya jatā, indirectly given. The Brahma, Parabrahma, is that from whom everything emanates. Everything means there are two things, jāra and cetana, living entities and non-living, jar, dull entities. Matter is dull. So everything means including both. Matter is also coming from Krishna and the chetana, a living entity is there also coming. And the whole world is combination of this matter and chetana. Your body, my body. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para jiva-bhuta mahābhāho jayadam dhārjati jagat. This material energy is inferior and the spiritual energy superior. And superior why? Because the superior energy, the living entity, jiva-bhuta, they are controlling. Not controlling, they are trying to utilize. Just like we, advanced living entities, human beings, we have created the modern civilization by utilizing the matter. Utilizing the matter. That is our superiority. But we are also prakriti. Aparayam vidhime prakritim para. We are para prakriti, spiritual energy. This is understood. In this way, we have to understand tattva-gya. The human life is meant for understanding tattva. Jīvasya tattva jignyāsā, Vedānta sutra, athāta brahma jignyāsā, jignyāsā, tattva jignyāsā, the same thing. So explanation of Vedānta sutra is Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam begins. What is that tattva? Janmādasya, from whom everything has emanated, or the Supreme, which is the source of everything. So what is the nature of that source? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha arteshu abhigya. That source is abhigya, cognition, not matter. Matter is not cognition, life. Janmadasya jata, cognition. So, this scientist theory, modern theory, that life comes from matter, this is wrong. Life comes from life. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained that janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha artheshu abhigyam. The identity from whom everything emanates is abhigyam, cognition. He can understand. So cognition means life. Not only that, tene brahma rida adhikavai. He instructed knowledge to Lord Brahma, our Vedic knowledge. So, unless one is living entity, how he can impart knowledge? So actually, the absolute truth is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Vedanta Sutra's explanation, natural explanation. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam was written by Vyasadeva. Here it is said, Daipayana Sakha. Daipayana means Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva compiled this Brahma Sutra and he explained it. Vasang Brahma Sutrana, this Srimad Bhagavatam. If we read some artificial comments on Brahma Sutra, we will misunderstand. Generally, this Mayavadis give prominence of the comment given by Shankaracharya about Brahma Sutra, Sharirat Bhasya. That is unnatural. The natural commentation is given by the author himself, Vyasadeva. So, we have to understand Vyasadeva has written Brahma Sutra and we have to understand the meaning of Brahma Sutra means codes only. The codes can be explained by the author himself. So, our process is to accept the Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra padaischaiva hetu madhi vinishtitam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Brahma Sutra is nayaprastha. Nayaprastha, very logical, transcendental knowledge. Brahma Sutra padaischaiva hetu madhi vinishtitam. So, we must. Therefore, according to our Vedic system, the Acharya must understand Brahma Sutra and explain, then he will be accepted as Acharya. Therefore, two sampradayas, the Mayavadi sampradaya and the Vaishnava sampradaya, both of them have explained the Brahma Sutra. Otherwise, they are not authority. Without understanding Brahma Sutra, nobody can understand what is Brahma. Therefore, here it is said that Vidura understood the Annikhityam, the transcendental knowledge, from Maitreya. Who is Maitreya? Dvaipayana Sakhar. He is the friend. That means he has association with Vyasadeva. Just like friend and friend. The one friend knows the other friend. What is his position, what is his knowledge. So, Maitreya was friend of Vyasadeva. That means he knows what Vyasadeva knows. So, we have to approach such spiritual master or instructor who is in disciplic succession of Vyasadeva. Everyone claims that we are also following Vyasadeva. But superficially, actually following Vyasadeva. Just like Vyasadeva accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. When Arjuna said, Parabrahma param dhyama pavittam paramam bhavan, he accepted Krishna as the Parabrahma, the Supreme Person. So one may say, the Arjuna was friend of Krishna, he might have accepted like that. No. He gave evidence that Vyasadeva also accepts it. Vasudeva also accepts you, you are the Parabrahma. Vasudeva begins the comments on Vedanta Sutra, Om Ramo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. He begins. Janmadasya Jataha Param Sattam Dhimahi. So, if we actually are interested to understand spiritual knowledge, we must approach the representative of Acharya, Acharya Upasanam. Acharya means who follows Vasudeva, just like Maitra, Vipayana Sakha, Maitreya Bhagavan. He has been addressed as Bhagavan. Of course, the Supreme Bhagavan is Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam, but other powerful person, just like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Vasudeva, Maitra, very, very big personalities, they are also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan, Narada. That Bhagavan, actual Bhagavan is Krishna, but they have attained as far as possible. It is not possible to have the 100% knowledge of Krishna. Nobody can do that. Even Narayana cannot do that. Even Vishnu cannot do that. But those who are, devotees or followers of Krishna's instruction fully, they are also sometimes called Bhagavan. But that Bhagavan does not mean artificial Bhagavan. Bhagavan means he knows what Krishna has taught. He is also Bhagavan. Bhagavan Sata Praha, he said, is a Vidura. And to Vidura. And Prita, being pleased. Not that simply talking between friends and friends. No. Being Prita, just to, he is also eager. He is also eager and he is also very much pleased. Vidura was eager to receive the transcendental knowledge and Maitra was pleased upon it. How one can be pleased? That is the prostrate. Pranipatena sevaya. You can please one simply by surrendering to himself and by rendering service. Sir, I am your most obedient servant. Please accept me and give me instant. Shishasteham sadhimang prapannam. Even Lord Arjuna was a very intimate friend of Krishna. Still, while learning Srimad Bhagavad Gita from him, he surrendered himself to Krishna and said that, I am no more your friend. Of course, friend is also, friend of Krishna is also surrendered, that is. But specifically, he says, Shishasthaya. Shishya means, you can rule over me now. Sasdhatu, from Sasdhatu, Shastra, Shishya, Shastra, these things have come. So, Shishyasthya, Shishya means, now I am under your full control. You can use me in whatever way you like. So, in this way, Annikhyakyana Prachodita, so this is the process of understanding Annikhyakyana Prachodita. Thank you very much. Yeah.